What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, Don Wick, tomorrow morning, you and I will start on a three-day journey traveling North Dakota looking for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Incredible drought hitting the state, record warm temperatures, and we want to go see what's left of the wheat crop and see if these row crops have a chance. Corn and beans maybe having a chance here in North Dakota.
We talk about rain making grain. It's pretty timely showers that we're seeing across a pretty widespread area today.
I'm currently pulled over on the side of the road because it was raining so hard and I didn't want it to be so loud. So I'll take that any day. The growers up here need a timely rain. Hopefully the corn and beans still have a chance. Our friends in the barley and wheat business, folks with canola, maybe still a chance. There's some damage there, but big temperatures have hit the Dakotas, and hopefully these timely rains, several of them will be needed, but we could have a chance at a good corn crop if things just worked out perfect.
Of course, USDA gave us surprises this past week. Acreage and stocks numbers certainly gave us a little boost there.
Didn't hear a lot of complaints from farmers saying the USDA was out to ruin their life. So the USDA said that we're just going to plant a little bit more corn than they had told us about in March, and actually a little less beans. Actually a shocker, a whopper of a number. USDA saying the American farmer is not planting as many acres as expected.
So what's not hot in this market?
Well, crude oil just hit a new seven-year record, and we're seeing high energy prices. Although that might tail end to be good for the farmer, it's bad for the consumer. One of the largest taxes on the middle class is happening with higher food prices, higher energy prices. That creeper where you just realize you're spending more money and you don't know where it all went. It's going to energy, food, and housing.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.